For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests this week on Cultural Baggage is Diane Monson, who is part of a suit against U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft. Here we continue our discussion with Diane Monson about the day the federal agents took her 6 medical marijuana plants.
The sheriffs were saying, you're not allowed to take her cannabis, and the federal agents were saying, we are taking it. And I'll tell you, it was a very tense and difficult situation to live through. One of the reasons that I was willing to participate in the lawsuit was so that this does not happen to other people, so that other people who are ill, who are afraid, are not going to have this experience. It was really traumatic. And I just feel that, you know, this is a very private family. We've been forced onto the offensive. I'm really sorry that it came to that. I had certainly never sued anybody in my life, never mind John Ashcroft. But, you know, they sought to expand the powers beyond what the founders of this country's Constitution ever intended. And when that happens, good citizens have to step up. I was not arrested. I was not prosecuted. But I had my civil rights destroyed and taken on that day in August. And, in fact, the Federal Court of Appeals agreed with me.
Also on this week's Cultural Baggage, Dr. Todd Micaria, a California doctor who has written thousands of recommendations for medical marijuana. I asked Dr. Micaria why the vast majority of California physicians are afraid to write these recommendations for medical marijuana.
Well, because of the federal threats and the federal actions that necessitated the injunctive relief we thought we had in the Conant versus McCaffrey and Conant versus Walters decisions that stand today officially. But the government and their sneaky, illegitimate activities have been violating the will of the citizens of the states of California, Oregon, Washington, and Arizona. They send in the DEA to target physicians in California and inform on them to the medical board. There's no patients or any families that have made complaints to the medical boards in California and Oregon, just these disgruntled soreheads or ignorant physicians up in Oregon. Thank God in California we have a much more accepting and realistic position of the medical community.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.